think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Join us on the line right now is Acting D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Sir, it's good to have you on the show this morning. And let me just start off asking the question a lot of people are asking. When are we going to take away that acting title and just make it police chief?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, the council is going to vote on that in the very near future. So we'll see how that turns out.
All right. Well, good luck. I think from what I'm reading, it looks very good for your chances.
Well, thank you.
Listen, we wanted to have you on, so much to talk about, but I have to go to something that happened this week. The Attorney General of the United States says, look, if you're going to have immigration sanctuary city status in a community or in a county or in a state, as Maryland is contemplating doing right now, then you're probably going to lose some federal funding. Now, in the District of Columbia, we know very clearly, you've been on record on it, we are a sanctuary city. So are you prepared for the losses that could come?
Well, let me tell you this. You know, I have been around the city for a very long time, involved in law enforcement. I know the most important thing that you can do as a police department is build trust with your community. When you have local police officers involved in civil immigration enforcement, it impacts that trust. The trust erodes. And so it's a federal responsibility, civil immigration enforcement. I'm a true believer that if we get involved in that, it'll make us a less safe city. And we have expressed that to the federal government.
All right, can I follow up?
If the federal government decides that there's going to be some kind of financial impact on us, then, you know, we'll be able to adjust accordingly.
Let me ask you, though. I know that you, as a law enforcement officer, believe in the rule of law. And you would want, in the District of Columbia, you would want the citizenry to obey the laws that are on the books for the District of Columbia. Why, then, is it irresponsible for the Attorney General to ask that the police chief of the District of Columbia follow federal law?
Hey, in our major cities, our number one concern is violent crime. If we have folks that don't trust the police enough to report violent crime, or they're reluctant to come forward as witnesses in violent crimes, that impacts the city's safety.
But I'm
not the only one who feels this.
I take your point, but don't you believe in the rule of law?
Major city chiefs recently. And collectively, we feel that civil immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility. And, you know, there are laws, but there is also, you know, we have to be concerned about violence in our city. And I don't want to do anything that's going to undercut our ability to address violence in our city.
So if someone feels more comfortable carrying in D.C. because it makes them feel safer, that's okay then, right? Because they can break that law.
I'm sorry, carrying what?
Carrying a handgun in D.C., right? Because they say, hey, it makes me feel safer. So, and I'm concerned about my safety.
Well, there are, people can apply to carry a handgun in the city, and provided they meet all the qualifications, they are allowed to carry. And we do have folks in the city that do have carry permits. And as you know, folks can also apply to have a firearm in their home. So
as long as they follow the law, it's
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And
right.
So, you know,
okay.
One of the focuses, and I think you've heard me say this before, is to get the illegal firearms out of our
community. Right.
Well, we understand. But,
no,
but
I understand. My point was that as long as I follow the law, then I can do that. But what you're saying is it's okay to not follow the law because other people are not doing it. And I guess that's where the disconnect is for us, is that, you know, it's hard to look at for us personally. And this is not a knock on you, but it's hard for me to say, wow, you know, he's in charge of enforcing the law, but he's going to pick which laws he chooses to enforce.
Yeah, but, here's the thing. It's not about picking the laws that I'm choosing to enforce. It's delineating who has responsibility for enforcing those laws.
Okay.
Civil immigration enforcement is 100% a federal responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My responsibility is to make sure that we have a safe city. And I can't do anything in my heart of hearts that's going to impact the safety of this city.
Right.
And I think that the large majority of the folks who live in this city respect that.
Right. And then that'll, I guess we'll see how this plays out.
Yeah.
But here, I want to give you the opportunity to clear something up. There has been, there's an Instagram post that went viral talking about missing persons, most of them being young girls, Black and Latina girls, and the claims of it being underreported. But from what I understand with this, that's not really the truth. It's perception of what the problem is, because there's a lot of social media posting now from the police department, which I have to think I say is a good thing. So is it the perception that there are more young minority girls going missing, or is it reality?
Yeah, I think a lot of this has been cleared up, quite frankly. I looked at the clippings this morning on this issue, and what happened was we brought in new leadership to our Youth and Family Services Division in December. And this new commander, very talented young woman, went over there. She took a look at the way we were handling missing persons cases, and she used the tool of social media to push these cases out on social media. And what it did was it drew a lot of attention to the fact that we do have a lot of young people that go missing in our city.
Mm-hmm.
We end up locating about 99% of those folks or those kids who go missing. And I think the awareness issue that has been raised is, first of all, why are they going missing in the first place? Is there something going on at home,
mm-hmm.
Or are they just being rebellious young people? And I think that's an important issue that we all need to kind of focus on. And the second thing, and the thing which has been good for us, is that by putting them out on social media, we're able to reunite them with their families much quicker than we had in the past. So I think in two regards, it has been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the fact it kind of created a stir out there, the two things that we get is we get our kids reunited with a responsible adult much quicker. And then now we also have an awareness where people are focusing on, how can we help these kids and prevent this thing from being as large as it is in our city.
Well, I wanted to give credit where credit is due there for getting this stuff up on social media, because I do think that's important. And I think that that's a really great step in the right direction. So kudos to you on that.
Well, thank you.
And let me ask you about recruitment, because you really need more cops on the street, don't you?
We do. You know, we're in pretty good shape right now. The force is over 3,800 at this point. We are in the process of trying to bring on about 360 per year.
Wow.
The concern is that we do have a number of officers that are eligible to retire. When somebody is eligible, they don't necessarily leave. I think if I can improve working conditions here at MPD, I think a lot of those folks will choose to stay and be with us through this retirement bubble. Time will tell, but right now I feel very comfortable that we're going to be able to hire enough to maintain our staffing through this difficult period.
All right.
Good. That's good.
Listen, Chief, we really appreciate you joining us, and hopefully the next time you come back, we will be able to eliminate that acting part and just call you Chief.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. You guys have a great day.
Really, really great to have you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.